January 6th.
Long before he laid down Earth's foundations, he had us in mind, had settled on us as the focus of his love, to be made whole and holy by his love.
Everlasting Father, thank you for your message of hope, that you have always had your eye on me, long before you had laid down Earth's foundations, that you want me to know that I am the focus of your love, and that you long to make my broken heart whole from its wounds of abandonment, shame, and condemnation. I hear that you are saying that it's only through your love that I can become whole. There is no other way that I will achieve this, only through your love. Father, I confess that the enemy, the father of lies, has tried to convince me otherwise. The evil one first convinced me that I was no good, that I was worthless, a non-person, an alien. Then he landed the rest of his plan. Since he deemed me unworthy, he urged me to work for my acceptance. When I found out that my striving was not bringing any results, the father of lies urged me to work harder. But no matter how hard I tried, I could not work myself into wholeness. Perfect Father, I am tired of trying to work for my wholeness. For a healed heart, I give up. I'm coming to you just the way I am, Father, so that you can heal me with your love. I am coming to sit with you for a while, sharing my sorrow with you. I am drawing near to your love to penetrate through the emotions and beliefs of my heart, that I am worthless, a non-person, an alien. I will not let the father of lies keep me from experiencing the miracle of what a perfect father's love can do. Thank you, Father, for your healing words.
You are not an orphan. You are not abandoned. You are not a mistake. You are the focus of your father's love. I made you for myself. I delight in you.
I love you.